Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.
Jennifer told us about 15, 20 minutes ago not to sit next to the boss. The boss was in the studio at that time. He's still here. He's still sitting uncomfortably close to me. And I need to know why I'm not supposed to be sitting this close to the boss.
Well, don't worry, because this is only super concerning if you're the head of the organization is unethical.
Oh,
and
right.
We
no.
all know.
He's the most ethical
exactly.
guy in this place. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
There's
okay.
You get your raise.
I just got my raise. Sweet.
That was it, eh? When it comes to work where
you... Is that an ethical way to get a raise, by the way?
I don't think so,
blow
no.
sunshine up the boss's butt while he's sitting beside you?
We have it all on tape, too.
Hey, whatever works.
When it comes to work where your direct manager sits, where that office is, will have a huge impact on how he or she treats those below themselves. I.e. us.
Right.
Right? So researchers from Cambridge University.
He's got the corner office with all the windows, by the way.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's how that goes. Performed an experiment on 400 workers. And they discovered that if the head of the organization was unethical, that behavior was more likely to travel down to middle managers if the manager sat or spent much time nearby the big boss.
Huh.
Fascinating. Now, again, it's only if the...
But yeah, so what happens with the most ethical manager in the history of radio, which is the guy that's sitting uncomfortably close to me right now?
Well, the middle managers feel like they kind of have to copy their boss's style, which is not really surprising, but it's important because it just verifies that old... What is that old adage? Crap flows downhill.
That's right. And the boss is still sitting too close to me.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.